Well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Welcome, everybody. The Trump train should be about ready to play. There we go.
Trump train!
All the way to November. Andy Pate with me today. Charlie Grimes, your engineer. Scott Wilder from Save the Children with us as well. Scott, are you there, sir?
I am absolutely here.
Awesome. It's Scott's social distancing himself today.
You know, I got to be honest. I'm really jealous because I've never been absolutely here. it's always pretty debatable.
Yeah.
Ask my wife.
Scott sounds like he's here, but he's not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that fun? I love technology. I mean, it's just been, in fact, I need to get back to traveling. I need the rest. I mean, we're with technology now, you can do even more than you could do before. So we're blessed. Man, I never complain about work ever. I never have, never will complain about having a job. So,
me neither.
We are blessed to be able to do what we do.
Well
and,
said.
We are prayerful for those that in the ditch right now. But we know that because we're blessed, I think we have some obligation to reach out and help others, and that's what we're going to do together today.
Awesome.
It's still confusing. I mean, I have John right in front of me, and all I hear is your voice. It's like you're God.
Yes.
No.
So just so you know, I've already decided to agree with anything you say.
Believe me, ask Lauren. It is not like that at all.
That's good. All right, so today's impossible question.
Okay.
The answer to yesterday was 38% of people that no longer go to the office, in other words, they're working remotely, say they miss this. The answer was, I think Charlie was right, office gossip. That's what people miss, the
just
gossip.
Hearing what's happening with
and
that person.
The old office gossip.
Catching up on it.
Yeah.
That makes sense, actually.
Talking smack.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie says break room talk.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, today's impossible. You guys ready? Today's impossible question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, you answer this, by the way, in the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 13% of pet owners have argued over this. Ideas are food, what to wear, bling on the collar, tracking devices. This is a small number, by the way. 13% of pet owners argue over this.
I got an idea.
What?
How to discipline the pet.
Ooh, I
how
think
severely.
I think that's actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Scott?
That sounds like a good guess. I would say argue over the name of their pet.
Ooh.
Like early on. You know, but it seems like maybe 13%. Nah, maybe not. It probably is.
13% is not a high number. So
you know,
I
know what it is. Feeding the dog or the pet something other than the food that is made for the pet.
Oh, table food.
Table food.
Yeah.
That's. I think that number would be higher than 30 also, or 13 also.
I don't know.
I think I would name my dog Stop Barking. I know it's two words. But
Stop Barking.
But it kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah,
what do you think?
It really does. It's a great point.
That's a hey, get down. Or you could name that one as well.
Yes.
Name the dog Get Down. That's pretty good, actually. All right, Scott, tell us what's going on at Save the Children, would you?
Yeah, well, today, you know, we have a wonderful opportunity. It's a one-day-only opportunity. We've been talking about the COVID-19 emergency relief that Save the Children has been doing. You know, normally we're talking about somebody over there, wherever over there is. Normally, for me, over there is Africa. So when I come back to the United States, I'm talking about what's going on over there. But in times of crisis and disaster, Save the Children also works not just in the other 124 countries around the world, but also works right here at home. Last year, I traveled 37 out of 52 weeks. I was in the air. And so I heard many times this instruction. If the oxygen mask deploys, secure your own mask before you assist others. And I think that's sort of what we're doing here. You know, normally we're, you know, our oxygen masks are secure, and so we say, hey, we have plenty of time,
we're not
worried about anything,
yep.
Doing pretty good. So let's talk about Africa. Let's talk. But every now and then we have to secure our own mask first. And so I would just say, you know, if you are a person that still has a job, if you've not been going to restaurants for the last 100 days or so, bars and sports facilities for the last 100 days, haven't been to the movies for the last 100 days, gasoline not spending as much, got the stimulus direct deposit, maybe got the tax refund check. If you still have a job, your oxygen mask is secure. And now we're going to assist others. And here's the way we're going to do it. 30 million U.S. school children are on the breakfast and lunch program at school. They count on school not just for education, but also for nutrition. And, of course, when school is canceled, when school is questionable, it throws that whole system upside down.
And real quick, I want to stop you, mm-hmm. Scott, for a second. Just a reminder to all of our listeners on that as well. It's not because of the choice of the child, Scott. You know, kids end up in a home because they were born into that home. They didn't choose the home they were born into. I didn't choose my home. You didn't choose yours.
Right.
I was blessed to be raised in a great Christian home where my parents loved me, cared for me, fed me, raised me well, and so on. But you know what? Not every kid gets that same blessing coming out of the womb. In this case, we're going to help kids that didn't get the same blessings I had.
No, it's exactly right. I mean, think about it this way. If somebody has a flat tire in the rain, they just need you to come give them a hand.
Right.
They don't need you to say, I told you to get that thing.
Get that tire fixed.
I mean, that's not helpful at all.
No, that's true.
And so Save the Children is all about, you know, children, every child has a right to a healthy start. Every child has a right to safety and protection from harm. Every child has a right to an education and to meet her potential. And so his potential. And so today we're coming alongside. And here's the deal. Today and today only, your gift has increased tenfold.
Okay,
ten times increase.
Got
today
it.
Only. And what I love about this, John, is that it's guy math, and so I just get to add a zero on the end of it.
Yeah, it's really easy.
I mean, somebody could say, if we had an audience and they shouted out 42, I'd go, that's 420.
Right.
Because you put a zero on the end of it. So $100, the impact is $1,000 today only. $1,000, the impact is $10,000 today only. And this is a special phone number today only. This phone number is not good any of the day. 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649, or go online to SaveChildrenKLZ.org. $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child. $300 can do that for one child for a month. $1,000 can do that for 3 months, a little over 3 months. It would take them all the way to the holiday time, Christmas time. So if you want to do it for one today, that one would become 10.
Gotcha.
So all you have to do is call the number now. Multiply your emergency relief gift 10 times right now at 800-520-2649 or online at SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Perfect. Good stuff.
You know, Scott, one of the amazing things here is that so many people in America right now understand that there are kids losing meals who were not losing meals before COVID. Not mm-hmm. only is that always a terrible thing for them to lose meals, but now it's a frightening thing because this is happening to people who never experienced this before. And so many of us have no idea where those kids are. Mm. You can find those kids.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They are probably right very close to us in ways we don't even know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think back to... I'm 58, so I'm going to think back to the time that I was in school, and of course, none of us were sensitive when we were young, fifth or sixth or seventh graders. But I remember there was always a kid that would sort of stand off on the side of the lunch table and would say, "Are you going to eat all that?" And you know, normally we kind of make fun of him, like, "Oh, you're such a pig," or "You're always eating something."
Right.
But it never occurred to me that maybe he's just really hungry. I mean, maybe he's embarrassed, and kids should not have to wonder or worry about their meals. And so, Save the Children already in COVID-19 in this pandemic made and delivered over 8 million meals.
Wow.
And today you can do it too. 800-520-2649 or go online to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Perfect. Perfect. Guys, let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. And they want to help you out with your vehicle needs. So it's easy. We just got done talking about kids and all the needs. And Scott mentioned tires. Guess what? Extreme Auto Repair can actually sell you tires at cost. Also, there's the $100 off your timing belt replacement. That's good till tomorrow, and that's it. So get your vehicle all up and running for the winter months. You see signs all over town talking about that winter is approaching. It's klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme, promises kept.
All right, Enchanted Kitchens, folks, if you want that kitchen to be the centerpiece of your home, you can do that. We've got ways to make that happen, and Enchanted Kitchens can do it and show you what your kitchen will look like finished. It's really easy. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern. But for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Bruce Simmons, our reverse mortgage professor. Yes, he is the guy you can call to get the answers to our reverse mortgage question. Don't ask the person next to you in the cubicle or a family member even. Get it straight from Bruce. He's our professor. 303-467-7821 or go to klzradio.com.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your home without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and we also have Scott Wilder from Save the Children on with us. We'll talk some politics and things along those lines here in a moment. Real quick, though, Scott, one question I had for you, which I meant to ask before the break, but break's over, so we can still do it. How do you, and I think this is a question even some of our listeners would have, is how do you identify, especially here in America, I know how it works around the world, but how do you identify where these kids, in this particular case, that are being affected by COVID, they don't have school lunches, how do you find the kids?
Yeah, these are those who are already on the breakfast and lunch program.
Okay.
That is what, because in other countries, of course, we're going deep into the bush. We're going deep into villages and literally the end of the road. Don't have to do that here. What we know is when school is interrupted, when school is canceled, when school is questionable, there is no more opportunity for this program, no opportunity for children to get the nutrition they need. When I was on the radio in Honolulu, one of the places they did this was the Hula Bowl parking lot.
Gotcha.
So they were driving through, showing ID and all that, and picking up the meals for their kids.
Gotcha.
In fact, a mile from where I'm sitting right now, several times a week. It's an elementary school that in this school district is a place where parents can do that, along with the proper identification. They pop a trunk, and a volunteer puts meals in for their children.
So gotcha.
That's how the program
works
right
perfect.
Now.
Perfect. Well, yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you for explaining that. All right, let's talk, guys, a little bit about the SCOTUS pick. So Andy was with me on Friday. We sort of guessed that the pick would be Amy Coney Barrett, but we weren't positive. We found out on Saturday that ended up being the pick. Andy, you weren't with me yesterday. I didn't talk about it much yesterday either. That's too much of the stuff going on. I didn't get to it. So let's talk about that for just a second. So I'll start with Andy. What are your thoughts?
Well, okay. Amy Coney Barrett. First of all, she's wonderful. She's absolutely magnificent. I'm going to disagree with what a lot of people say on a few things. Number one, I do not believe the Democrats will go after her nearly as heavily as they did with Kavanaugh.
Okay.
I know this means everything, but it is going to be very tough for them to attack her on religious grounds. That's going to look very bad for them, and they know they're just going to churn out Catholics for Trump big time if they do that. So that could be very damaging. Number two, as I kind of predicted, this could make it harder for Trump to win.
Okay.
Now, I still think he's going to win. Don't get me wrong. But I thought he was looking at red wave, landslide. And I told everybody from when this came down that he said, I'm going to choose somebody right now. Okay. Which I'm coming around on that decision. But when he said that, I said, okay, guys, let's look at his polling in Rasmussen 2 weeks out.
So we're a week out.
We are now a week and a half out from Friday.
True. True. Week and a half. True.
Okay. So we're now 2 days. We're now, a week and a half out. He has dropped from 53% all the way down to 47. This is the first time he's been under 50 in about 10 to 14 days. I forget how long it is. It's definitely hurt him with suburban women. Do I think that it will continue hurting him? No. I think Amy Coney Barrett is going to light it up when they try to grill her, up on Capitol Hill.
So, in other words, her answers and what she actually comes out and says will help her.
And the way she presents herself and her family and everything she's done, I think ACB, as we call her, is going to sell. I think she's going to sell better than I even had hoped. And I think it's going to turn around a lot. But initially, it's hurt him.
Okay. Scott, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think she's a home run. I mean, I really do. I think she's a home run all over the place. Now, I don't think they're not going to attack her. Democrats know that they cannot keep her from being confirmed. So what they want to do is damage her to make it look illegitimate. And so they're going to attack the process as much as they would attack her personally. Her personal story is impenetrable, in my opinion. And I would disagree just a little bit and say that I don't think I wouldn't worry about the polls. The liberal press did not learn the right lesson last time. They beat people up, and people who are in answering these polls are doing it either over the phone or in person. They're talking either to somebody in front of them that could be their mother or somebody on the phone that could be their daughter, and they have to say out loud, I support Donald Trump. They're not going to do that.
Good
they're
going
to say, I'm undecided. I don't know. There's a shadow group of about 8 or 10% that is floating around out there, the people that when they go in, they might think Joe is nice, but they need a job done. And I've said before, Donald Trump is a guy that I hate almost everything he says, and I like almost everything that he does. This election is between a sort of a decent person who holds bad opinions and maybe a person we disagree with, but that it does really decent things. So it's a really weird election. We should always remember it's the lesser of evils. If you're not voting for somebody with nail scarred hands, it's going to be less than perfect. And so all we have to do is say which group or which person best represents the things that are most important to me. And that's what I'm going to do, irrespective, what I've
well
done
said.
In the past. Yeah.
No, that's exactly. And Andy and I were talking about some of this before we came on air today. That's exactly especially as Christians, Scott, as Christians that vote, which hopefully they all do. They don't, but I wish they all did, because if they did, this would be a landslide. Because if you look at Trump from the Christian perspective, not saying, I don't know Trump's heart. I don't know whether he's a Christian or isn't a Christian. And frankly, as president of the United States, I know this is going to sound really calloused. I frankly, Scott, don't care. Do I care where he goes after he dies? Absolutely.
Sure.
But as president of the United States, I care more about how he governs and what he allows me to do with the exercise of my own faith. Which, by the way, of those two picks, Donald Trump allows me to exercise my faith a whole lot better than I think Joe Biden will.
Sure. No, I understand. That's how I think a lot of people feel. And I think we just have to, I used to say, you know, what's your highest association? Pick the, give me the five things. What are the five things that are most important to you? For me, maybe life, marriage, the war, the courts, taxes, and military. Or that's six. But I mean, you maybe pick what yours are. And then you go down and say, okay, which side and which person best represents the things that I think are important. And that's what I'm gonna vote.
Yeah. And for me, and I'm a Christian, I'm just like you guys, but for me, one of the top things, because I think it affects everything downline, including what we're doing today with Save the Children, is the economy. Which one do I think is going to be do best for us when it comes to the economy, less regulation? I'm a business owner. I understand how all that works. So for me, one of the top things in my world is, how is this next president going to affect the economy, taxes, regulation, what's going to be required of me as a business owner, and so on. Sure. And for me, the clear pick is Donald Trump, because I've already seen what he did the last 4 years.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that is also a miscalculation. I think people that, and look, I know people personally who have been impacted by COVID. I know that it's not fake. I have a friend that just had he's got very, very difficult health situations as a result of COVID. So I know that it's real, but that's not the point. I think that some people have sort of cheered this on because they thought it's going to destroy the only thing that is going to have the best chance to reelect Trump, and that is the economy.
Yep.
Their miscalculation, though, is this. First of all, it has not destroyed it. It's as strong as we could possibly want it to be, given all that we're seeing. And then on top of that is, when the dust clears, who do you trust to build it back? Is it going to be Joe, or is it going to be Donald Trump? And I think many people would say, you know, Joe's nice, but I really need that job done. And he already built it big one time. Maybe he's the guy to build it up again. So, I mean, I think they've miscalculated their thing that they meant for harm, I think, has been turned to their detriment.
Yeah. And Scott, keep in mind, I use Rasmussen for a couple reasons. First of all, I just want to go apples to apples to apples. Always stick with the same poll.
Sure.
Rather than jumping one to another, they're not going to compare. Mm-hmm. Secondly, Rasmussen, actually going into the last election against Hillary, he predicted Trump right at the end. He had Trump down 2 to 3 points, which is what he lost by in the popular vote. Mm-hmm. So he actually nailed it. Now, the reason I was seeing a huge red wave before before Trump announced that he was going to pick somebody and get them in the court before the election, the reason I was seeing a huge red wave was in Rasmussen, Trump was running 2-3 points ahead consistently across the board, ahead of where Obama was at this point, and Obama won a landslide against Romney.
Sure.
Number two, Trump was running a couple to several points closer to Biden than he had been to Hillary at this point, and Trump won the Electoral College. And number three, Trump was polling way up versus that election, versus 2016, in several demographics, you know, blacks, Hispanics, and so forth. Mm-hmm. It was all looking like a red wave. By the way, I think it still is. Like you guys are saying, I think Amy Coney Barrett's going to blow it out of the park in her hearings, but it was just looking so great. I think the initial shock of it, a number of people do disapprove, and that's why he dropped. Because a 6-point drop, that's the biggest drop he's had in months. But I think those numbers are going to come right back. And as you said, he way under polls. I agree with your 8 to 10 points.
Agree.
And I think it's a lifetime between now and you go back to all the stuff that we found out last time. I mean, the Comey stuff that was changing even days before the election last time. You know, lots can happen between now and Election Day. And I think there's a smaller and smaller group of people that will be persuadable. I think that's part of why lots of people want some people to vote early, because who you vote for today might be somebody different from who you'd vote for a week out.
That's why these
debates being so late is a bit of a challenge, because sort of whoever wins this debate, you're going to hear people say, well, it's done now.
I agree.
Good point.
Well said. Scott Wilder again with us, Save the Children. By the way, 10 times match today. If you give a dollar, it equals 10, 10 equals 100, 100 equals 1,000, 1,000 equals 10,000, you get the drift. It's really simple, folks. 1-800-520-2649. It's our Save the Children push. We do this on a periodic basis. Today is that day. You can also go to savechildrenklz.org. Scott, Andy, We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason. Franktown Firearms, folks, is coming up next. And at Franktown, you know, I said this yesterday. Owning a gun, I think we need to get away from saying it's a sport. Yeah, I know it is, and there's a lot of sports inside of the shooting arena, but your Second Amendment right is not a sport. It's a right. It's a Bill of Rights. It's the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. Exercise that today at Franktown Firearms. Call 720-770-7777 or go to klzradio.com.
Instead of transporting your firearms to and from the range, you can store them safely on-site at the Franktown Firearms Armory. After purchasing a firearm, the team at Franktown recommends that you shoot consistently with your own gun on the range, as well as signing up for one of their proprietary training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can develop confidence handling your gun. You can also store your firearms temporarily while you're on vacation or protect your heirloom weapons without taking up space in your gun safe at home. The team at Franktown prides themselves on developing long-term relationships with their clients. They see beginners turn into experts all the time. First-time buyers come in looking for guidance and come back because they're having fun. Learn to shoot with confidence in a family atmosphere. Store your firearms at Franktown. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for pricing. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
All right, up next, it is Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. And Al, you know what? Al wants you to plan. Plan for the future. Do it wisely. He is a financial advisor that will help you not only get to retirement, but stay in retirement. The other thing that's big for Al is helping you find the purpose in retirement. In fact, that's a big deal for Al. He really wants to help you along those lines. So give Al a call today, 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and Scott Wilder from Save the Children with us as well. Charlie Wynn, though, joining us now. He is a candidate for CD2, which actually is our illustrious Governor Polis's old district. Is that correct, Charlie?
You got that right.
Welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
Doing fine, John. How's everything?
We are doing very well, and we would love to have a conservative in that seat. So first of all, tell us who Charlie Wynn is.
Well, I'm a physician. I'm a retired Navy captain, and I've lived in Colorado since I got off active duty in 1975, so I've been here quite a bit for a long time. And I'm really tired of what I'm hearing in my district. There's been a liberal narrative, I guess, ever since I got here. The liberals have had this district for 45 years, and they're trying to rewrite the conservative narrative. And I just won't, I won't cotton that.
Yeah, and you're right. They really are. In fact, Charlie, it's gone one step further. They took that narrative that came out of CD2, and it's now running the state.
What happened? What happened, John? How did that happen?
Yeah.
Were you asleep at the wheel?
Well said. All right, so talk to us about some of the issues that you're passionate about and that you want to go to Congress and change.
Well, of course, I'm a physician, and I'm passionate about health care. You know, as everybody's pretty much aware, we're not the healthiest country in the world, in spite of the fact we spend nearly twice as much as other countries. And the question is, why? Well, I want to get to Washington and come up with a system that really is centered around the patient or the doctor, not about around an insurance company, not around a large bureaucracy out of Washington. The other side, of course, wants to have that one big healthcare system centered out of Washington, but that will not make us healthier, and it certainly will not be cheaper.
No, it will
say
not.
That.
Well said.
It's just, you take a look at what Obamacare has not made us healthier.
Nope.
And it's, as you know, it's gone up the cost of
it's made us poorer. It's made us poorer, Charlie, but it hasn't made us any healthier.
No. And, of course, as a physician, I'm really worried about, I really want to make us healthier. We can discuss on how we can make it cheaper, or shall we say, I won't say it cheaper. Huh? That's a bad word. It's less expensive.
Less expensive, thank you. Better word, yes, thank you.
Because
cheaper is not always better. And I think words matter, Charlie, so I appreciate you recognizing that. I've been in the business world my whole life, and, yeah, cheaper is not always better. Less expensive is a better word. And I like what you're saying about having the relationship between the patient and the doctor and letting them determine the best care, because you also know, being on the physician side, and I know this just from knowing some physicians, that the other thing Obamacare has done, it has literally chased some really great physicians out of the marketplace, because they basically just said, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to retire and be done with it.
That's exactly right. They've made it so complex. They came up with things like electronic medical records. It was a great idea, but the implementation was horrible. They really didn't make it user-friendly. I'd sit there and there, I'd biopsy a lung, and it would only take me 15 minutes. But then it would take me another 30 to 45 minutes to go through the health record and enter everything according to, because every hospital is different.
Right.
I'd have to really figure out how to get that entry into the records. This is not what doctors got into medicine to do, simply paperwork.
No, they got
into
it to help patients.
Take care of patients.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right.
Charlie, what would you do in trying to streamline some of the bureaucracy? Because I got to be honest, whether it's doctors or chiropractors, you know, I've got friends who are in these jobs, and what they basically say is, it is awful nowadays trying to jump through 15 hoops just to do my job.
Yeah. What would that streamlined process look like?
Right, because nowadays it's all basically a doctor's office should have one doctor and 15 lawyers. What can you do? What can you do to cut the bureaucracy?
Well, there's a lot of things. Right now, it's the paperwork. You have insurance companies, so many different insurance companies. You can't figure out how to deal with the insurance companies, and we as physicians have become slave to the insurance company rather than them dealing and working with us and helping us get it done. We can come up with medical records that are a lot easier to deal with. We can come up with one form. There's no reason we can't have one form
right.
that you fill out and you understand that. If the doctors were in charge again, they could do that. Now, I was a radiologist, and I will tell you, when we got CT in and got ultrasound in, and we were dealing with more than one or two film. Chest x-ray used to be a AP and lateral, just two views. But now we got into CT, and we'd have all kind of, we'd have 100 pictures we'd have to look at. We couldn't look at it on film, and maybe there are people out there that don't really know what film is. But
we know.
It was images. It was images.
Yep.
And so we said we wanted this presented to us electronically. Well, every vendor had a different system.
Gotcha.
And we said, either you come up with one system or we're not going to buy your equipment. We could do the same thing with insurance. The insurance
industry. Well said.
You come
well
up
said.
With one form,
yep.
and we can fill it out. We could get this through a lot quicker.
Well, and Charlie, correct me if I'm wrong, but if that was turned over to a solid private sector employer, if you would, or business, if you would, they could easily find a solution to that, implement that, and away we go. The first thing I would see in doing this is get the government out of the way.
You got that. The government never makes things simpler. I think you know that. I spent 20 years with the military, and I know they've never made things simpler.
Nope.
They just have one regulation on top of the next regulation, and you got to ferret through all those regulations before you can figure out how to get things done. So, no, it doesn't make it simpler. We right. need, again, to put it in charge, the doctors and their patients.
Well said.
I'd say the patients first.
Well said. One of the things that I know is on your website, which, by the way, everybody listening, it's Wynn, W-I-N-N. It's Charlie Wynn, his last name, W-I-N-N. And it's WynnForColorado.com. I love that, Charlie, by the way, WynnForColorado.com. I also know on your website you're talking about Wynn with Wynn in reopening the state. So what are your thoughts on getting things back on, you know, back on track here in Colorado? I mean, I realize we've got some upticks around the where you're at, even in the Boulder area with CU and so on, which to me, those young people getting COVID, to me, just personally, is not a huge, huge issue. But yet we're still, you know, have the state literally under a lockdown, if you would, mask orders and so on. We are not back to business. We're economically not back where we should be. What do we do to get things back on track?
We have to really understand what we're trying to accomplish here. And when we had the lockdowns, the president stood before us every day, explained to us with Dr. Brix and Dr. Fauci next to him, explained what we needed to do and why we were doing it. We were there not to overwhelm our healthcare system.
Correct.
Explain to me.
And we didn't.
Why we're still having the lockdowns.
Yeah.
If we know we're not going to overwhelm the system, these young people getting that have a very, very mild disease, almost always have a very mild disease, they won't overwhelm the system because they don't require hospitalization. If you take a look at it, the hospitalizations are flat or actually continuing to go down in spite of the fact that we have more cases. That means we're not going to overwhelm the system.
Right.
But I'll say this, and maybe I'll get in trouble with some of the viewers, but these young people are actually helping us.
Oh, I agree. Well said, Charlie. You're 100% correct.
How do you get to the other end? You have to get the disease.
Yep.
Until we get a vaccine, and we're not assured of it. So these young people are actually helping some of the older folks by getting us past the disease. They're going to get the disease. They're going to get the immunity, and suddenly we're getting closer to the herd immunity.
Right.
Whether or not we need to get to 70-80%, I'm not really sure. A lot of experts are saying we maybe, because of partial immunity already, maybe it's only 20-30%.
Correct.
And we're seeing, so we really need to think about what we're trying to accomplish. Locking down these young people doesn't make sense.
Oh, wait, whoa, hang on, Charlie. Whoa, wait, I got to correct you. I just saw on the news last night that Boulder changed things, and now two kids can actually leave campus and go to the 7-Eleven or something if they want to. Prior to that, it was only one. They petitioned, and now you can have two, Charlie.
Oh, aren't they nice? Well, what are they trying,
I watched that, and I just about fell out of my chair in laughter last night.
You know, Charlie, one of the things I don't understand is why don't we think more about the freedom of the elderly? Because if we don't have herd immunity out there, if we don't have a lot of young people getting this and getting over it, then we are basically telling the elderly, stay in your homes forever. Because yeah. we're never going to allow you to have a society where it's safe to walk around.
Isn't that horrible? The older folks in some of these in the nursing homes, they're going through, I hate to say it, but I'm getting closer to that too. So they're going through the end of life.
Yes.
And to say that you can't ever touch your child again.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Or your grandchild again. That's not, we know what we have to do now.
Charlie, it's un-American to tell someone that, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. But as a physician, I also care about the patients. And it really is it hurts me to know that we're telling these people in the nursing homes that you can never touch
your
child again.
Yep.
Or kiss them, even if they know that they can get, they have a chance of COVID. And we know there are ways to prevent that. Now we have the testing out there and have the children come in. But we need to have targeted solutions rather than this one size fits all.
Well said. Charlie, I appreciate it. We're going to do our best to promote you and CD2. Again, it's Charlie Wynn. It's W-I-N-N, winforcolorado.com. Charlie, you're welcome back anytime. I appreciate you. It's been a joy to get to know you a little more. And what you just said in that last little bit, we've had callers even call in, elderly callers with elderly parents in the hospital, literally on air, Charlie, crying because they can't see their loved ones. And that is no way for us to treat these people, Charlie, not at all.
John, I really like what you've said as well. And let's do it. We can make a change here, but it's going to take all of us getting out there and doing it.
Well said. Charlie, I appreciate it very much. We'll stay in touch, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, John.
Again, it's Win, folks, W-I-N-N, winforcolorado.com. Let's help Charlie get elected, CD2. And you know what? It would be nice to have some conservatism back in that district. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. And speaking of end of life, which we were just talking about a moment ago, you know what? We all get to that point where end of life is there. It's getting close. Now, here's the other thing. That could be the same for Andy and I on the way home tonight. We have no idea. We don't know what our days are, do we?
Not at all.
We have no idea. So you know what? Be prepared at all times. Make sure your estate is in order. Michael can help you with that. It's klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
Your estate plan may have big tax implications for your loved ones. Schedule a free consultation now with KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey. Recent changes in the tax law, like the SECURE Act, have already impacted passing on your IRA. Because of today's relatively low tax rates, you need to meet with Michael Bailey now, before the election, so you can set up your plan before things might change again. Make some wise moves before things change again. KLZradio.com/estate.
Purify Chevrolet. And you know what? If you want to buy a new or used vehicle, Chevrolet products, of course, have got a lot full of those, and they can order whatever you need. On the same token, they've got a great deal on used cars on the used car lot. So they've got you covered either way. It's really simple. Go to purifychevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purify Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purify because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. They were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and on the line we have Scott Wilder. John, I'm going to ask you this, and I want Scott to answer after you.
Okay.
What do you expect tonight at the debate?
What do I expect tonight at the debate?
First of all, will there be two guys there?
There will be two guys there. There will be Donald Trump, Joe Biden, of course, and I predict Joe Biden jumping on everything from, you know, a $15 minimum wage to income inequality to abortion rights and the SCOTUS pick we talked about a little bit ago. He'll talk about assault weapon bans, amnesty, DACA, all those different things Joe will somehow weave in. Unfortunately, I do believe Joe's going to get crushed unless somebody is talking into his ear, which most likely will be the case. I think Donald Trump's going to crush him all the way throughout the whole debate.
Okay, Scott, what do you think?
Well, I think it is going to be it's a battle between can Joe, and I'm not being facetious, can Joe seem coherent?
Yeah, well said. No, I agree with that, Scott.
And can Trump keep his cool? I think that Trump has the thinnest skin, really, of almost anyone. And if you poke him with a stick, he'll scream and scream, and he loses focus. And I think we've heard even this week that's what, in fact, his handlers are trying to make sure that he's ready for, even though we were told that he only spent like 2 hours of debate prep. Wrong,
but just as but as a side note, along those lines, I'm glad you brought that up. He did a town hall not that long ago. I did not see it, but Charlie did.
Yeah.
And from what I understand and what Charlie told me, and I believe him to say this, actually, Trump did very well in that town hall. Had thicker skin, answered all the questions well.
That's good.
Handled it very well. So if he does what he did that night tonight, he's fine.
That would be good. But I mean, this story, and I believe the story, what a shock. The New York Times has a story on Sunday before the debate on Tuesday. It has a momentum, even if it ends up not being completely true. And it can damage sort of you politically. Even if it isn't true, I think you're gonna hear President Trump mention Hunter Biden quite a bit.
Yeah,
and I think that's gonna get under Joe's skin.
That I agree with. Well said.
I think that, but when it comes to, you'll hear talk about taxes and all this kind of stuff. I think the best thing Trump could do is to not attack. All he has to do is wait for a gaffe. Wait, and then look at the camera and say, are you really going to vote for him? I think there's a good chance that Joe will give them something like that. And I think that if Trump just waits, he'll find it. The problem is, I don't think Trump can wait. If you say something about him, he has to hit back immediately, and it just gets personal, and it's just not good. It ends up being counterproductive. But I expect in the end, Trump will do well tonight. Biden, because Trump has this, another thing that he shouldn't have done, talking about slow Joe and all this kind of stuff and sleepy Joe. You know, you set the bar so low that if Joe gets out there and he stands up for 2 hours and can put a sentence together, then all of a sudden he's won. But that's only because you set the bar so low. So I think that was a mistake. And he's tried to backtrack on that a little bit as we've gotten closer. But I think Joe Biden has a real opportunity to be perceived as having done well, but part of that is because Trump has set the expectations so low.
Okay, let me jump in. First of all, I agree with you. It was a mistake to set the expectations that low. It has been a mistake all along. Here's what I expect, guys. I think Biden's going to do well, and my reason is this, because Chris Wallace wants him to win the election.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and yeah. Look, I believe that Chris Wallace...
Fetting the questions already?
Yeah, I believe Chris Wallace is not just wanting Biden to win. I believe Chris Wallace is a rabid never Trumper.
Oh, I agree.
I believe that he despises Trump. And as you guys have seen, those people who subscribe to this never Trump dogma, it really is a dogma.
It's an illness.
Right. They remove any barriers to what they will and will not do. And so what I believe is this. I don't know this, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if Chris Wallace has gotten him all the questions in advance. I do believe that Biden is going to have extremely well-rehearsed two-minute segments. I believe he's going to have them ready to go bing, 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 bing. Also, I believe that Trump is going to have to debate two guys. And so here's what I think Trump's...
Wallace and Biden?
Right. Yeah. I don't think Biden's going to have a lot of gaffes because it's all going to be extremely well-prepared. This is all... Folks,
well-scripted.
He hasn't even been campaigning. This is all he's been doing.
That's true.
He's prepping for this
because
he's memorizing answers to questions that he already knows are coming.
Well
Here's
said.
The... And I'll close it with this. Here's what I believe Trump is going to do and what he's expected to do. He is going to give very quick answers to the ridiculous questions that Wallace gives him and immediately churn and then pivot and try to throw a hard question at Joe Biden, like with Hunter and things like that, and try to knock him off. Chris Wallace will give a few, shall we say, you know, hard questions to Biden to not look too much in the
but
tank.
But not that many.
But it won't be much.
I agree.
And so basically, Trump will be Biden's moderator.
Interesting.
All right, Brad, a caller. What do you got for us, Brad?
Hey, I got one thing to say, and that's 47 years versus four.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well said. And, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, question is, can Trump actually run on that tonight, and is that something he could actually say and get by with it, guys?
He will.
I think he will, too.
Look, his achievements have been extraordinary.
And he will highlight those.
Yes.
You know that.
His achievements have been extraordinary, and here's the good thing for Trump. He has people like Chris Christie training him for this debate. Chris Christie, Trump is a natural counterpuncher, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, Scott, in that he can get too flailing in doing that.
He needs to stay on target.
Right, and actually get the audience to not like him. This is not an audience in a primary. This,
you're not going to have an audience.
Right. Well, you know what I mean, the viewing audience.
But I think that's a point, is because there's no audience there, there's nobody that he's going to feed any of this stuff into. Will that help or not?
That helps Trump.
I think so, too.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. having a crowd to feed off will make him more of a shark in the water.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. He needs to not be a shark in the water, but rather be a lawyer up there.
I agree.
Yeah.
What do you think, Scott?
I think that's exactly right. I think what you're gonna see tonight, and it remind me, is it 2 hours long? I can't recall.
Hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half. 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
I think Joe wants to take in an hour and a half. I think he wants to take 90 breaks. he actually wants to take what is it, 2 or 3 breaks?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I just think if Trump is smart, he'll do a rope-a-dope. He'll do a rope-a-dope and wait for Biden to wear himself out.
Yes.
All he has to do, I promise you, at some point, if Biden makes a gaffe, all he has to do is deadpan straight to the camera and just say, really?
Honestly, that's one word. That's all you got to say is one word.
And everything else is going to filter out the way it should. He's always better when he's reading other people's words, so I'm nervous.
Charlie did say there'll be approximately 70 people in the audience, so you're not going to have a huge crowd. So
okay. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Get your popcorn. It's going to be fun,
I'll be watching it, no doubt.
Me too. Yeah,
all right, hang
too.
Tight again. Real quick, Scott, 10 times match, correct, for Save the Children?
That's correct. Today and today only, it's the last opportunity for you to get a 10-fold increase in your gift today to Save the Children for COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope. It's easy to do. $100, the impact of that is $1,000. And $1,000, the impact of that is $10,000. $50, the impact is $500. The phone number is 800-520-2649, 800-520-2649, or go online to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Perfect. American National Insurance is next. My good friend Paul Leuenberger, he's my insurance agent. He would love to help you as well. He can help you save money, make sure you're well protected, and have the proper insurance no matter what you're driving or what you live in. 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance, Paul Leuenberger.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And folks, don't forget, Scott Wilder's with us, of course, but don't forget, Save the Children, 10 times match. We do this periodically. Today is that day. So 100 equals 1,000, 1,000 equals 10,000. You get the drift. 10 equals 100, whatever it happens to be. Please give. We need it. They need it. And we're going to help save some kids' lives and give them some nourishment that they so desperately need. 1-800-520-2649, 1-800-520-2649, or SaveChildrenKLZ.org. Scott, you want to stay another hour with us?
I would love to. I simply can't.
Okay.
As you know, I'm doing this from place to place to place.
But
that's please get the listeners to know
they
have an opportunity.
We'll keep talking about it through the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
awesome.
Scott. We'll get
our
folks on board, and I appreciate you and joining us for this first hour,
Me
sir.
Too. Great to be with both y'all, and we'll see you on the debate tonight.
Sounds
too.
Great. Yeah, thanks, okay. Scott. Thanks. Take care. Right. With that, folks, we're going to get out of here. If you're listening to our replay hour, you can still give to Save the Children till midnight tonight and get that 10 times match. Again, 1-800-520-2649. Otherwise, hour two is next. Myself, Andy, and Charlie will be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.